Assalamu alaikum, Azur. My question relates to the earlier question asked about sadqa, sir.
About?
Sadqa.
Yes.
Firstly, could you kindly tell us where do we derive this word sadqa? What does it actually mean? Secondly, sir, how does it change the so-called bad eventualities one expects? And if God Almighty has already ordained something, how can we change by sadqa, sir?
What do you mean by this last bit? I can't understand this.
So they say that if you expect...
You mean if by giving sadqa, you attempt to put off...
Avoid, yes, sir.
Avoid
or
some
put off.
Certain
yes.
event which you don't like.
That's right, sir.
How would you...
How do we compromise?
Yes, compromise it with the question of destiny, predestination.
Yes, yes, sir.
On that I have already spoken many a time before, haven't I? In your presence here. Predestination as such, and how is it related to... Now, why are you attaching it to sadqa? Why not with your own profession? Yes? You are conveniently avoiding reference to your profession by which you live.
Yes, sir.
If everything is predestined and somebody must die after with disease or must suffer with disease, what do you mean by trying to cure people? Is it a fraud?
You caught me there, sir.
Eh?
You caught me there.
Of course I have. So the answer you concoct ultimately would stand good for the sadqa as well. You see?
So where do we derive this word sadqa from?
Okay, that's right. Sadqa in Arabic, it is used to, not in the sense that to ward off evil something is spent. Sadqa is any spending in a good cause, whatever that cause be. And it must have its relationship to the word sidq, which means truth. So let's call it true spending, spending in the cause of truth. The real spending, which is the spending, except from sadqa, which covers a very wide field of expenditure in a good cause, what are you left with? Spending on your own self, on your children, on friends for whom you want to gain their love, not love of Allah. So, or you waste your money on this and that. All that is in fact left in this world. What goes across the barrier of death is what you spend in the good cause. So this is the true spending, the real spending. And the Holy Prophet of Islam, Hazrat Rasul Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, has also drawn our attention to this fact very clearly. That even to the point that he tells us that which you do not spend, come to that is not yours either, because that you leave to your children and to the progeny or to the society. What belongs to you is only that money which you spend in the cause of Allah, because that is loyal to you. It keeps you company in the next world. That all the rest of the spending is left here. So perhaps sadqa has that connotation of sidq about it.